Studying Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Now listen to what it says. It says the ancients were commended for this. The ancients. Listen, as you read Hebrews 11, by faith Enoch, by faith Noah, by faith Abraham. And you can go through this and see that they conquered kingdoms, they received back their dead. Listen, this involved the incredible supernatural grace and power of God. By faith Isaac, by faith Jacob, by faith Joseph, by faith Moses. And it goes on and on and on. By faith the people passed through the Red Sea. By faith the walls of Jericho fell. And you can go on and on and on. This only gives some of the great illustrations of how God worked and operated and did miraculous things through faith. Now listen, we're in the middle of 31 days of seeking God, looking to Him, and we need to realize that in all the seeking, listen, we can do all the repenting, we can do all the other things we need to do. Lay up your failures, lay up your hurts and pain and wounds. Lay up your sins. Lay it all up. Draw near to God. Listen, He can handle and deal with all of it, exchanging lies for truth, exchanging your sin for grace and mercy, exchanging weakness for strength. But let me tell you something, and I hope that we never forget that in this great book of Hebrews, a book about calling believers to faith. Remember what it says? See to it, brethren, that none of you have a sinful heart of unbelief that drifts away from the living God. Unbelief. Unbelief is what kept them from entering the rest of God. There are those that will refuse to believe and they will not be saved. There are believers who will not grow in their faith and therefore not see, not receive, and not do very many things for the Lord. I mean, James is very clear. The Spirit of God says that the doubter, let not that person, that believer, the doubter, let them know they're not going to receive anything from the Lord. Now that's speaking to believers. Even believers going through trial and tribulation and everything else in your life. Listen, among all those things, obviously, Satan tries to steal the word of God so you can't believe and grow and do great things for God. Listen, Satan tries to steal faith so you can't believe at all or be saved. By faith, we receive Christ into our lives. By faith, we believe the word of God. Matter of fact, the word of God is the word of faith. Read about it, Romans 10. But when you come to Hebrews 11, and if you want to see great things in your life change, one of the great things is open wide your life in this sense. Not just yieldedness, that's an act of faith. Not just laying up and asking God, forgive me for my sin and receive mercy. Not just say, God, heal my wounds. Grab a hold of me and deal with my weaknesses so that they can be turned into, well, that strengths can be manifest in my life. But I want you to see verse 6. You ever hear of Mission Impossible? Remember the music that goes with the old television show? Mission Impossible. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith it is impossible to please God. And without faith it is impossible to please God. Impossible to please God. The Greek word for please has this idea of emotional delight. Please understand that God is delighted when you believe. God is delighted. Your faith will always be answered. Romans chapter 10, the one that trusts in Him will not be disappointed. Listen, one thing I know, no matter what you go through, no matter what heartache, no matter what pain, no matter what battle, believe God. Believe God. Stand. Believe. Believe. Psalm 125, verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord, they are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken. When things come to press against your faith, press your faith up. Lift up the shield of faith. Ephesians 6, or look in Peter chapter 1, that we are shielded by God's power through faith. Nothing happens without it. Can't get saved without it. You can't grow without it. Can't get answers to prayer without it. Can't receive wisdom from God without it. But oh, the things that can be done. Ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened. Jesus talked about in Mark's gospel, you know, believe that you have received, and you will. When you read in the beginning that faith, what faith is, it is being sure. It's the evidence of what we hope for, and being certain of what we do not see. Faith believes what is actually there. This is not psychological or New Age faith that says that we create reality. Reality, God, and all that He is, and all that He says, and all that He does is there. Reality, the Word of God, revealed truth about God. Faith grabs a hold of reality. Faith grabs a hold and experiences reality. Whosoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so it is. Whoever in all the world calls on the name of the Lord Jesus receives Him as Savior and Lord. You know this. I know this. By faith alone, Christ comes in. The Spirit of God comes in. So now, as a believer in Christ, we must allow the Spirit of God to convict us of unbelief, to come against unbelief. We're dealing with the word of faith. We're dealing with the Spirit of God that is moving in our lives, always leading us, believe Christ, believe God, believe the Word of God. And so let me say today, if you want to see great change, it's not just getting the things out of our life that we know that we've been wanting to get out for a long time. If we have cleared and made room and are drawing near and are laying up things before the Lord, well then, my friend, now is time to come in faith. This is what pleases God. You wanna see emotional delight and joy in the heart of God? Pleasing God? Believe Him. Simply believe God. When you memorize Scripture and bring it into your life, stand and believe it. Listen, it's proved by action. Faith is an active. When you believe, you step out. If you believe that God hears prayer and answers prayer, guess what's going to happen? You're going to go to prayer. If you believe that it's true that God fellowships with you in the midst of worship, and as you go, God's presence and power inhabits the praise, then you're going to worship and you're going to know that it lights you up. The Spirit of God and of glory is on that praise. And so when you believe God, when you do this, and even when we read in here, by faith Abraham, by faith Noah, by faith Moses, by faith Enoch. I mean, we even read where Abraham believes God and he went out not knowing where he was going. He just believed God. God wants us to step out and reach souls for Christ. God wants us to step out and believe God and become powerful in prayer. Isn't that what James 5 is all about? That the prayers of a righteous believer are powerful and effective. They're mighty. You realize that in answer to prayer in the book of Acts, the power of God struck the entire church, Acts 4, shook the building. Do you realize that the dead were raised? That God sent angels to release Peter in prison in answer to prayer? That miraculous and supernatural. Listen, this is the avenue. The Spirit of God says in James that without it, because there in James 1 and here in Hebrews 11, the Holy Spirit says the same thing. You must believe. It's conditional. You got to believe. And the good news is the Word of God is the Word of faith enables you. You read the Word of God, it unleashes the content and objective of faith and empowers you. Step up and believe. And here's what it says in verse 6. It's impossible to please God without faith. Here's what it goes on to say. Two things, mark it down. Anyone who comes to him, to God, must believe that he is, that he exists, that he is all that he says he is. You must believe. Secondly, and that deals with his existence, that he is there. The second part of this is what he does. It deals with that God exists, and it deals with the nature of God. Satan tries to obscure that. Sin obscures that. God wants to bring revelation in Christ of all that he is. Good. How much more your heavenly Father will give good gifts to them that ask. And so here God says, the Spirit of God shows us, that if we come, if we draw near, we must believe that he is, exists, that he's there, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. You know what earnestly seeking him is all about? It is a demonstration of faith in action. Earnestly daily seeking, earnestly coming with your prayers, earnestly coming with your worship. Listen, let's shake being lazy, passive, quiet. Let's rise up and worship God, extol him, exalt him, rejoice in him, stand and declare it out loud. Speak the word of God to yourself. Tell the Lord, I believe you. Step out in that faith. And if you go to asking God, I mean, why would we ask if we don't believe? What does God say? That he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And if you're going through 31 days, maybe taking a few minutes to listen to these devotionals, but the big thing is, Christ is inseparably in you, with you, upon you, beside you, beyond you. Everything that he says, absolute truth. Stand up. Believe God. And let that faith be demonstrated in the action of earnestly seeking him to fill your complete life, to enable you to be strong, to win souls, to pray for revival in your church, to use your giftings, to step out. Well, as we read here in Hebrews 11, massive, mighty, supernatural. Listen, we're talking about personal change. Cities can be infected by our faith and God coming in and through nations. If they conquered kingdoms, if they received back their dead, if they administered justice, they did it all by stepping out in active faith on the word of God. Draw near. Believe God. And watch how you'll move into great action. Watch the reward. Ask, receive, seek, find, knock, doors opened. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net.